Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, Ron, I mentioned one other guy who's out there. If this Trevor Williams injury is long term, we're going to hear from Mike McHenry, by the way, coming up at a little after 10:40, his take on what might have happened with Williams last night. I thought it was really interesting. So here's the name. Madison Bumgarner is on the block and very likely to be gone here at some point. And people are putting out lists of teams that, you know, Buster only put out a list of possible landing spots. Didn't have the Pirates on there, Ron, and it would take another Archer-like deal. So would they even have the pieces? And are they ever going to do an Archer deal again, given what happened this time?
They might be scared off by that, there's no doubt. Well, the good thing about that is I don't think it's going to happen anytime soon. When's the trade deadline? At the end of July.
Yeah.
They could be way out of it by then, and then you're not going to make that deal. They made the Archer trade last year because they won 11 games in a row and all of a sudden were knocking on the wild card door and thought they had a legitimate chance to do it. If Tyone's out, and obviously Tyone is out, if Williams is going to be out, I don't like their chances of still being in it, even in early July, let alone at the end of July.
He put out a no-trade list. I think he can include eight teams, and at least he didn't put the Pirates on that run because he thinks it's so unrealistic
right. That
he wouldn't bother. But teams that people are talking about, Astros, Braves, Brewers, Cardinals, Cubs, why should the Brewers, Cardinals, and Cubs be on that list, but not the team that's allegedly competing with them? Do people just look at the Pirates as such an unrealistic team to step forward for Bumgarner, or what?
Oh, I think A, yes, because to make that kind of trade and pay the money, and B, I don't think people think they're a legitimate contender now with all these injuries.
Phillies, Red Sox, Yankees, they list, Angels, Padres, Twins, I mean...
Well, all of those teams, I guess the Angels and Padres are not real strong contenders. All those other teams are right there in the mix, though.
Yeah.
Those are the kind of teams that add that kind of player. And that's what the Pirates felt they were when they added Archer last year.
I mean, the question now, Ron.
But I don't think they're going to be this July. I think there's more chance they trade a Cervelli. They trade maybe a Cabrera.
What if an Archer comes around, starts pitching well, and they're still not playing well? Would he be a trade candidate?
Sure. Absolutely.
The question now is, can they hang around, in my mind anyways, can they hang around the second wild card spot
until
they get healthy?
No, not without
Well,
these.
Let's see.
First of all, Trevor Williams.
Let's see
how long.
He
could come back. They could say, hey, he had a cramp. He's fine. He's going to make his next start. They're usually pretty cautious with those things,
though. Yeah, we're going to hear from McHenry coming up on that. Joe Block, he was there last night. Joe Block on at 11:25. So we agree that the rotation, Ron, right now they could reset and have the rotation be, you start out with Musgrove, Archer, Lyles, Liriano, and Keller. And who knows where you go, right? I mean, if Archer pitches the way he is capable of, like a number one, that's still in there somewhere, I would imagine.
We haven't seen
they
it.
They need it.
We haven't seen it, though, Joe. That's the problem.
In September we did.
Yeah, and we saw it the one start in Washington this year.
But yeah.
I have a hard time saying I'm optimistic that we're going to see that.
Me neither. Neither
I mean,
am
I'm
I.
Sure it might still be in there, but what have we seen to make you think that it's really going to happen?
Gary, go ahead, man.
Hey, Ron. Hey, Joe.
Hey.
You stole my thunder. One of the things that the San Francisco Giants and Cleveland have a need for is outfielders, especially the Giants. And I think we could trade, this is risky, Marte, and they would entertain that because they literally have no outfielders, zero.
Ron, would you consider that? What else you got, Gary?
Well, now, you're talking about San Francisco. You're talking about San Francisco? They're in last place. You know, they're looking to get young prospects for, I would think, Bumgarner, not a veteran player like Marte. They're not a contending team.
They're going to need at least one veteran, especially a center fielder. They literally have three needs in the outfield right now if you read about them. And the other thing is what hurt us, and I'm a no Archer guy, is that if we didn't make that trade, and again, it's not even, forget about Glass now, we'd still have Meadows and we'd still have some bargaining chips. But right now, you cannot give up any of our draft picks. They gave that store away now, and now they're going to be stuck.
Well, I don't know what store you're talking about them giving away. They gave away, you know, Meadows and Glass. Now, I think they still have some other prospects that are pretty highly regarded.
Do they?
I think Cabrian
Hayes.
Yeah, I think he's still regarded. I think Keller is still highly regarded too.
Yeah.
There's at least a couple guys down there that there are.
But that is an excellent point, I think. It's not like the Pirates have, you know, that their farm system is rife with these guys that would be wanted all over Major League Baseball, Ron.
Right.
Where is their farm system ranked right now?
I don't know. I haven't seen those latest rankings.
Marte, I believe, has club options the next 2 years. You think it's a foregone conclusion they get picked up at 11-5 and 12-5?
Let's see how he plays the rest of the year. If he can't keep track of how many outs there are, that's not going to help his cause. But I'm assuming he's going to be back next year. I still think he's a player, but maybe I'm wrong.
Sam,
$11.5 million isn't a lot of money in today's. If that's your highest paid player, that's not a lot of money.
Yeah. Then again, if your payroll is 70, it's more than a seventh of your payroll.
What's that? Cervelli's getting that much right now, right?
Go ahead, Sam.
Yes, thank you for letting me come on. Rather than make drastic moves, why don't we bring up some of these young prospects and see what they can do?
Because there aren't any other than Mitch Keller, and he's been up and down himself.
And a couple of them have already been up here. I mean, obviously the Tucker kid, the Reynolds kid. I mean, they have guys that still should be in the minor leagues. We saw Jason Martin up here for a while.
I think he's talking – well, if he is talking pitching, who else other than Keller?
There's no one really down there now.
That's what I'm saying in terms of, like, trade bait. You know, if they were ever going to go out and try and get a Bumgarner, who do you trade? Anyway, you can follow us on Twitter, 93.7 The Fan, driven by Shorkey Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, locations in North Huntington, the North Hills. You can text us on the Edgar Snyder Associates fan text line, 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder Associates reminds you to text responsibly, and the time, Ron, is 10:36, brought to you by Weather Seal Home Services. Just $1 down can get you new siding. Up next, Mike McHenry made a career of catching and observing pitchers and things like that. He had a theory on what might have happened with Trevor Williams last night. We'll play that for you next. Ray Fittipaldo of the Post-Gazette coming in the studio here at 11:25, Joe Block. It's all ahead on Cook and Joe.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.